In the light of his glory and grace, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. He loves you. He truly loves you. You are so precious that he would leave his glory above and come and be tortured, be crucified, gruesome death to redeem you and I. His love is immeasurable. We cannot measure it. So disappointments and problems in our lives will hinder us from perceiving Jesus' presence if we focus on them. Let me take second point. I'll round it up. Walking away from the community and fellowship of believers because of dashed hope, it's not the best thing to do. It's not the best thing to do. These two disciples, perhaps once upon a time, they were committed to the fellowship in Jerusalem. But because their revelation of Jesus Christ was flawed and their expectations were dashed to pieces, perhaps they felt there was no need for us to be with the fellowship in Jerusalem. So they were going back to where they come from, Emmaus. Going back. And most of the times, it's so sad that when we go through challenges, instead of we holding on to Jesus and sticking with the fellowship of believers, we get up and we walk off. The healing didn't happen. The peace didn't come. The solution didn't come. What's the point? It's not the best thing. There is strength in the community. There is strength in the fellowship, because that's how Christ has made it so. And to compound the problem, they were walking away in the wrong direction. Perhaps you are contemplating walking off. May it never be, because it would be walking in the wrong direction. It will be walking away in the wrong direction. We are likely to miss Jesus and withdraw from the strength found in other believers when we become preoccupied with our dashed hopes and frustrated plans. Would you take me to the last slide, please? With eyes opened, may we never walk with Jesus without possessing the revelation of who he is. And as a matter of fact, irrespective of how long we have been Christian for, we can miss the revelation of Jesus, who he is, and we shouldn't. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal Jesus Christ to all of us. May the Lord help us by his Spirit to fix our gaze on him and not our problems, disappointments, and dashed hopes. May he manifest his presence in our community, fellowship, and in our communion. May we be aware of his presence. Matthew 6:27. It says, which of you by worrying can add just one cubit to his stature? Nobody. No one. And as Paul prayed for the church of Ephesus, chapter 1, verse 18, so do I pray that our hearts may be flooded with light so that we can understand the confident hope he has given to us, the called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. You are valuable. You are valuable. You mean a lot to Jesus Christ. You are his inheritance. He will never let you go. Shall we pray?